From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Fighters backing the exiled Yemeni government have seized the southern province of Shabwa from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Saudi Arabia, which has been leading Arab coalition airstrikes against the Houthis, have been pouring heavy weapons into southern Yemen to help pro-government forces. Anti-rebel forces have made some major changes against the Houthis, including taking back the major port of Aden, the entry point for desperately needed humanitarian supplies. A car bombing on Saturday at a popular auto dealership in a Shiite-majority suburb of Baghdad killed 11 people and wounded at least 35. The blast hit the Habibiya neighborhood of Sadr City, same district where a massive truck bomb ripped through a wholesale vegetable market just 2 days before, killing 67, one of the worst attacks in Baghdad in a decade. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but the jihadist Islamic State militants frequently target Shiites, whom they consider to be heretics. Riot police in Guinea used tear gas to break up a rally on Saturday demanding the return of a former military ruler who wants to run for president despite facing charges related to a 2009 massacre. An Associated Press reporter at the scene saw riot police fire tear gas canisters when about 200 supporters of Moussa Dadis Camara, who had gathered at the airport in Conakry, refused to disperse. The government didn't immediately comment. Camara, who seized power in 2008, agreed to go into exile in 2010, was rumored to turn up on Guinea on Saturday, but did not. This is VOA News. Chinese officials said Sunday the death toll from massive explosions in the Chinese port of Tianjin has risen to 112. Chinese authorities ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation Saturday near the site of the massive fire and explosions that devastated an industrial neighborhood. The Beijing News said the evacuation was part of a possible chemical contamination. German lawmakers expected to vote on Wednesday on whether to approve a third bailout for Greece. Both Greece lawmakers and Eurozone finance ministers now back that deal. Dutch finance minister and Eurogroup head Joran Dijsselbloem applauded the agreement.
It's comprehensive. It's an ambitious reform package. It addresses the main challenges, both on reaching sound public finances, to return to growth, but also structural policy frameworks to enhance competitiveness, and finally, it safeguards financial stability. It deals with the issues in the banks.
Even Greek finance minister Euclid Sakalotos offered an upbeat reaction to the bailout, although the deal requires Athens to enact difficult reforms.
This deal, we have never hidden the fact, has many opportunities. It has an opportunity for Greek people to reform their public sector, to address the issues of corruption, to address the issues of tax evasion, and a number of very important structural reforms.
Some analysts doubt whether the measures, which include raising taxes, cutting spending, and privatizing state assets, will lead to growth and allow Greece to pay back its debts. This week, Greece has a multi-billion dollar payment due to the European Central Bank. New York Times newspaper reports one of the United States' oldest and largest telecommunications companies, AT&T, gave assistance to the National Security Agency's program to spy on domestic internet and telephone traffic. Newspaper Saturday cited newly disclosed NSA documents leaked by former fugitive contractor Edward Snowden. The documents show the super-secret NSA spied on the telephone calls and emails of U.S. citizens and foreigners with no court order. This outraged millions as a violation of their right to privacy. Democratic and Republican candidates seeking support in the 2016 U.S. presidential primaries descended on the Iowa State Fair on Saturday, hoping to impress thousands of fairgoers. When the primary season gets started early next year, Iowa will hold the first caucuses on February the 1st, presidential election set for November. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.